Morning Edition listeners are not usually shy when it comes to complaining about a story they don't like, which is fine. We love to hear from you. We do read most of your emails and even put some on the air, which puts us ahead of some news organizations, but maybe behind the San Francisco Chronicle. That newspaper found a different outlet for some of its more outspoken critics. The newspaper is turning readers' complaints into podcasts, and the first one was an instant sensation. Here's NPR's Ina Jaffe.
One new message.
Mr. Howe, I'm looking at the Monday issue, August 29th, page E6.
The caller didn't identify himself, but he had a lot to say to the Chronicle about a piece on remote control spy planes.
And then the subhead is a tautology. It says, begins testing, Forest Service begins testing, pilotless drone. Mr. Howe, is there any other kind of drone?
Which leads the caller to a whole series of questions.
Right now, is there any other kind of drone, other than a pilotless drone? Isn't that what a drone is, an unmanned aircraft? Don't you check these things? Don't you supervise the sub-editors who write these headlines? Don't you do your job?
After about a minute of this, the caller lapses into a kind of ecstatic chanting.
Drone, get it? Drone. Pilotless airplane, drone, not pilotless drone.
It didn't take long for someone to notice the poetry in this and do a remix for YouTube.
Drone, pilotless airplane, drone, pilotless, get it? Mr. Howe, drone, Mr. Howe, pilotless airplane, Mr. Howe.
It's had thousands of hits. You can also now download it as a ringtone.
Someone asked the other day, well, is this some kind of homage to the days when newspapers were fun?
Phil Bronstein is the editor of the Chronicle.
And I said, well, it's not really an homage. It is having a little fun.
The pilotless drone kicked off a podcast channel the Chronicle calls Correct Me If I'm Wrong. It will feature, says Bronstein, some of their more passionate callers. And this one set the standard.
It was obviously someone who felt very strongly about something.
And I noticed that pilotless drone is, in fact, a term that has been used in quite a number of San Francisco Chronicle articles.
Well, as it turns out, and everywhere else as well. I mean, if you sort of research the phrase pilotless drone, you will find it appears everywhere.
More than 100,000 times on Google, in fact. In the Internet age, newspapers have struggled to hang on to readers. But this podcast might just be the kind of thing they're looking for, says Marty Kaplan, a professor at the Annenberg School of Communication at the University of Southern California.
I mean, nothing that's in print ever gets to end up as a ringtone, but here you are going to a newspaper's website, not some hip blog, to find something that you can actually think is cutting edge of the culture.
In fact, says Kaplan, the Chronicle's podcast may be tapping into the spirit of the time in an American Idol kind of way.
A lot of the people who are writing comments in seem to be either delighted to be humiliated themselves or to humiliate other people. There's a kind of sadism gene that's being unleashed that has as its purpose the desire to be famous.
A desire that may now be fulfilled for the price of a phone call. If you read the San Francisco Chronicle, and you're angry enough. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.